Russia claims its assault on Ukraine is aimed only at military targets, but bridges, schools and residential neighbourhoods have been hit since the invasion began. The United Nations announced earlier this week that it was immediately allocating $27 million to expand its humanitarian operations in Ukraine. Even before Russia's attack, the world body estimated about 3 million people were in need of aid after years of fighting between Russian-backed separatists and the Ukrainian government in the country's east. Yung R. Gedini Williams, the spokesperson for the UN's refugee agency, says most people are trying to flee into neighbouring countries.
So far, the numbers that we've seen are mainly in Moldova, Poland, a few, of course, in Hungary and Romania. We may start to see numbers that are further afield, but for the time being, most people are trying to flee just directly over the border into neighboring countries.
UNHCR is preparing for up to 4 million people that will arrive into these neighbouring countries. However, Ms. Gedini Williams says at this point it's unknown how quickly the situation is going to develop.
In addition to the governments that have been opening their doors, making sure that they've set up very quickly reception centres, we've seen local communities in the neighbouring countries just going above and beyond to open even their own houses, setting up community centres, setting up lines to try to help reconnect families that may have been separated. So we're seeing a huge amount of solidarity and hospitality for Ukrainians that are coming into the neighbouring countries.
Romanians across the border with Ukraine continue to provide help to people fleeing Ukraine. The border town of Sidet was crowded with people, mostly women and children. Father Nicolae Spinu is a priest at a local Orthodox church on the border with Romania.
It's clearly what you can read on these people's faces. It's unbelievable. Imagine they have to leave their homeland and go into a foreign country to... They don't even know where they're going. They're just trying to get away from war. They're trying to get away from the conflict. And yeah, it's hopefully we can provide a little bit of joy for them in this harsh days that have started in the past week.
Humanitarian workers inside Romania have tried to help those in need, handing out aid, including food and toiletries to the refugees. Aid workers say they were having to prepare the handouts a few kilometres away from the crossing as the Romanian police were not allowing NGOs to come close to the border. Meanwhile, at the main station in the Polish city of Chemeshul, people have begun arriving on trains from Ukraine on the next step in their journeys. People like 33-year-old Svitlana.
Very scary. We thought that at least they would go slow somehow. Luhansk and Kyiv gradually. But they surrounded everything. It's not even possible to leave. They won't even make a humanitarian corridor to take the children and women out.
While most of the crossings at Ukraine's borders have seen people, mostly women and children, fleeing to safety, some Ukrainians have been returning, saying they plan to fight Russia. Ukraine has banned its male citizens between the ages of 18 and 60 from leaving the country. More than 100,000 people have come to Poland alone since Thursday. Meanwhile, hundreds of Ukrainians, mainly from Odessa town and the region, were queuing to cross into Moldova seeking refuge. Larissa, who is from Odessa, is one of those who has made it across the border.
I'm afraid of war. I'm a patriot of my homeland. I'm just not young enough to take a machine gun. But all my relatives, they went. Now there are queues at the military registration and enlistment offices. Absolutely everyone is going because the homeland needs to be saved. This great Russian chauvinist, he is like Hitler. He wants to make an empire. He wants to enslave the whole of Europe. He has a mania. He must be stopped. Otherwise, this threat is not only to us, but also a threat to all of Europe and Moldova and everyone else.
And the Australian government says work is well underway to make room for Ukrainians wishing to come to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Immigration Minister could confirm the rapid processing of visa applications from Ukraine had been completed starting on Sunday. He said other Ukraine applications were being given the highest priority. Mr. Morrison also says Australia would be providing, in the months and years to come, support through the humanitarian intake program and the overseas visa program.
But not just the humanitarian program. The support through visas will come through all aspects of the visa program to Australia. So that is in the family program, that's in the skills program, it's in the student program. The humanitarian program will not be the only program through which we are providing support. And after 2 years where our immigration intake has been below, there is quite a lot of room within those programs to take in more places.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.